Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael, coming to you from Texas. And tonight I want to share with you some wisdom that my mother gave me as a very young girl. And at the time, of course, I didn't realize how helpful and deep her wisdom was. She taught me about affirmations. For those of you who aren't familiar with affirmations, it's a statement. A positive statement that you say about yourself, and you keep saying it until you believe the words that you're saying and you have a paradigm shift. She also taught me about vision boards, which is now all the rave, and you can get paid for having workshops for those. And a vision board is basically affirmations for the year, predictions that you're going to have for yourself, things that you want to happen. But tonight, let's just focus on affirmations. Now, my mother would tell me to either say them out loud to myself or write them on a sticky note and put them on the mirror so that I would see them the first thing in the morning when I got up to get dressed. And the other day I heard a little phrase that I like, and I'm not sure where it came from or originated, so it didn't come from me, and I give credit to whoever thought of it, but they called them mirror moments. I like that. So I want to give you a set of affirmations for you to have in the morning in front of your mirror, and those are your mirror moments. 2 Timothy 1:7, I have been given a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. 2 Timothy 1:9, I have been saved and set apart according to God's doing. Hebrews 2:11, because I am sanctified and am one with the sanctifier, he is not ashamed to call me brother. Hebrews 3:1, I am a holy partaker of a heavenly calling. Hebrews 4:16, I have the right to come boldly before the throne of God to find mercy and grace in my time of need. 1 Peter 2:9 and 10, I am a member of a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. 2 Peter 1:4, I have been given promises by God, by which I am a partaker of God's divine nature. 1 John 2:12, I am forgiven on the account of Jesus' name. 1 John 2:27, I am anointed by God. 1 John 4:10, I am loved by God. 1 John 5:8, I am born of God and the enemy will not prosper. Revelations 5:9, I have been redeemed. Isaiah 53:5, I am healed. John 1:12, I am a child of God. John 10:27, I have eternal life. John 14:27, I have been given peace. John 15:15, I am a friend of Christ. John 15:16, I am chosen and appointed by Christ to bear his fruit. Romans 5:1, I have been justified, forgiven, and made righteous. Romans 8:1, I am free forever from condemnation. Galatians 3:26, God is my Father. Romans 8:17, I am a joint heir with Christ, sharing his inheritance with him. Romans 8:37, I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. Romans 12:3, I have faith. 1 Corinthians 1:2, I have been sanctified and called to holiness. 1 Corinthians 1:4, I have been given grace in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2:12, I have received the Spirit of God into my life, that I might know the things freely given to me by God. 1 Corinthians 2:16, I have been given the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:16, I am a temple and God's Spirit dwells in me. 1 Corinthians 6:17, I am united to the Lord and am one spirit with him. 1 Corinthians 6:19, I am bought with a price. I am not my own. I belong to God. 1 Corinthians 12:27, I am a member of Christ's body. 1 Corinthians 15:57, I am victorious through Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17, I am a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:21, I have been made righteous. 2 Corinthians 12:10, I am given strength in exchange for my weakness. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ. Galatians 4, 6, and 7, I am an heir of God, since I am a daughter of God. Ephesians 1, 3, I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. Ephesians 1, 13, I have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 2, 5, I have been redeemed and forgiven, and I am a recipient of His grace. Ephesians 2, 10, I am God's workmanship. Ephesians 2, 18, I have direct access to God through the Spirit. Ephesians 2, 19, I am a fellow citizen in God's family. Ephesians 3, 12, I may approach God with boldness, freedom, and confidence. Ephesians 2, 24, I am righteous and holy. Philippians 4, 13, I am capable. Galatians 3, 13, I am redeemed from the curse of sin, sickness, and poverty. Colossians 2, 7, I am firmly rooted and established in my faith. Ephesians 2, 6, I am raised up with Christ and seated in heavenly places. Romans 1, 7, I am loved by God. Isaiah 53, 5, I am healed by Jesus' stripes. Now, those were 52 weeks worth of affirmations. The verses are reference. The affirmations that I said were not the Bible verses. They were a part of the verse that could be used for you to reflect on and envision about yourself. I pray that you get into the habit of having these mirror moments every day, that you set apart a time to get with the Holy Ghost and allow Him to speak to you and minister to you and comfort you. I pray that you are still and silent in His presence and that you allow Him to love you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Be blessed.